You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
The new 103.7, Charlie and Debbie and the Lebo Santa Claus Hotline. Holiday tradition around here, kids. 704-227-8761.
I want a birthday.
Hurry.
I want Barbie dolls.
What's your name?
Allie.
Allie.
Eight.
Allie 8. He's going to look for an Allie 8. Her middle name is Gate.
I like it when we dads try to get cute and provide humor.
My name is Cole. I want a dirt bike. No, I want a motorcycle.
I want a dirt bike. No, I want a motorcycle.
Like a Harley.
Like a Harley.
No,
no. Yeah, they got fed up. This dad's humor just went a little too far.
His name's Jake Carringer, and he lives in Gastonia, and he wants a four-wheeler for Christmas.
I do want to point out that that's entirely unnecessary. We're glad that you did that, but Santa understood everything.
Yeah, well.
Doesn't need interpretation.
I like to hear the interpretation sometimes.
Thank you very much. Let me love him, and you'll be real good for Christmas.
Daddy, I'll be real good for Christmas.
Shouldn't it be you'll be real good, like, all next year, not just for Christmas? I mean, if you're going to tie a kid down to being good, you shouldn't just settle for, I'll be good until Christmas, right?
Baby steps.
704-227-8761. It's the Lebo Santa Claus Hotline, up and running now through Christmas Eve.
Brought to you by Lebo's, with 9 locations to choose from, or go to Lebo's.com. Remember, when Santa and his elves need a little help, they go to their friends at Lebo's.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Was checking out the station's Facebook page just a few minutes ago and came across something that Catherine Lane posted that is absolutely hysterical. It's a video of things that you never hear Southerners say during the holidays. I've picked out a couple here.
Oh gosh, we have too many casseroles already.
Said no one ever.
Ever.
We have enough garland.
Again. You ever heard a Southern woman say, God, I just
need one more.
Yeah, please.
I think I'll follow the recipe for pecan pie this time.
Ain't a one of y'all follows a recipe.
Not a recipe.
Ain't a one of y'all that does, and I think this may be your favorite.
Better get some new Tupperware. I forgot to save all the empty country crock tubs this year.
That is my favorite storage container. It has to have had butter in it before.
Country crock and the Chinese restaurant that we get takeout from.
They have great containers and the Cool Whip.
That is our Tupperware collection. That is it, and we change it out periodically. But that's it.
It once had dairy products or Chinese food in it.
In fact, I remember the first time we had a Sam's or Costco membership and we saw how big the country crock tubs were there. Debbie got all excited. Not because she could have that much butter, but because once the butter was gone, that was one Mondo Tupperware container.
Well, and then you always know which lid goes with what. There's no mistaking that's the butter lid.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Add to the list here. Things you would never hear a Southerner say during the holidays.
Yeah, things that a Southerner would never say during the holidays.
Yes.
Once you clean those pine cones up, just go ahead and burn them.
No way would you dump a good craft like a pine cone into the fire.
We don't need the butter dishes and the Cool Whip dishes. You can't put your leftovers in that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I do it every year, don't you?
I do it all the time.
I've just become convinced that Tupperware is a Yankee thing because no Southern... I mean, seriously,
we just about put them out of business with country crock.
Yeah, every Southern woman's refrigerator is country crock things and Cool Whip with masking tape on them telling you what's in them.
Used to be Blue Bonnet. Remember that?
Yeah. Hi, Colin, about the things Southerners never say during the holidays?
Yes.
Let's just go with the obvious one. I think we have enough food.
You'd never hear them say that they're not going to drink out of that washed-out pickle jar.
Yeah, let's be honest here. What is one person's washed-out pickle jar is another person's ideal eggnog container.
Yeah, I got one for the Christmas thing.
Things you'll never hear a Southerner say during the holidays, what?
past the unsweet tea.
Never a truer statement made. This all got started. Catherine Lane posted a really hilarious video online at the New 103.7 Facebook page. Whole series of these things you'll never hear a Southerner say during the holidays.
Now remember, we have to be able to take these lights down after Christmas.
My sainted,
that's perfect.
My sainted grandfather, God rest his soul. I remember when he strung the Christmas lights at the lake house on Lake Wylie in the year 1980. And to the best of my knowledge, when they moved out of that house in the mid-90s, those Christmas lights were still strung.
Well, if they're strung well, no need to mess with them, right?
One more.
How about, I don't care if you shot it, we're not eating it for Christmas.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the New 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC. But mama, I done shot it. We gotta eat it now.
Nearly 15 people a year die due to what?
What a happy-go-lucky Yay. Question we have today. Nearly 15 people a year die due to what? What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Yes, the answer for the smartest person.
Nearly 15 people a year die due to what?
Alligator attacks. Oh, man.
No, but I will tell you what I did see today. Did you see the picture of that python that they pulled out of the Florida Everglades?
No, I didn't see that.
It's over 17 feet long. It's the largest snake they've ever pulled out of the glades.
Good Lord, 17 feet. I'll have to look that up. Is it on Facebook?
It's everywhere. And it'll swallow you whole, Jack.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to have nightmares.
Well, it's deed now, so no big deal.
I got to ask you.
Nearly 15 people a year die due to what?
Overeating.
No, that is not it. Although we all need to watch that for sure this time of year. Thanks.
Can I guess for smartest person in the QC?
But of course you can.
Is it taking selfies?
That's a good guess.
Yeah, because more and more we're having these people, you know, I got too close to the elephants.
Yes, yes.
You know, I love the ones that go on African safari and all of a sudden they're like, I didn't think the lion would care.
Yeah, I've heard of people falling off a cliff before taking a selfie.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you have an answer?
Nearly 15 people a year die due to what?
Falling off a ladder hanging Christmas lights.
Oh, great guess. That is not it, though.
Is it Christmas tree fire?
Aww.
Nothing. I tell you what, it's nothing Christmas related.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Chances are you have the cause of this death at your office. Smartest person in the QC?
Yeah, Charlie, you got an answer yet?
The question is, nearly 15 people a year die due to what?
Well, that's a very small number. I'm going to go with spontaneous combustion.
Not widely reported, as they say in Spinal Tap, but no, that's not it.
Yeah, the smartest person question?
Yes, sir.
Is it being blowed up at a gas station, pumping gas, talking on your phone?
That's very specific, like you've actually witnessed that happen.
No, just YouTube videos, but just questions.
whoa, like you sought those out?
I haven't seen those.
I haven't, and YouTube will sometimes, based on what you looked at before, they'll suggest videos. What were you looking at that suggested blowed up at the gas station on the cell phone?
Mine's always puppies.
Smartest person in Tuesday.
All righty, nearly 15 people a year die due to what?
Falling out of their chair at the office, landing on an 8-pin.
Hi, I have a guess.
Okay.
Is it a vending machine?
Yeah, 13 people a year die from vending machines. I'm gonna assume it's falling on them. I can't figure out how you were done in by a vending machine.
Yeah, or maybe something gets stuck in there, doesn't fall down when you get it, and you have to reach up in there and you pull it over. You pull it over on you.
I guess. Who is this?
Gabby.
Gabby, step into the spotlight, babe. Tell us what we need to hear.
I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by McDonald's. Time for a drink run right now at McDonald's. You can get any size soft drink, sweet tea, or McCafe coffee for just $1. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary.
Well, and we thought the millennials were still mad at us for putting them at the kids' table for Thanksgiving. A new study by Aviva reveals that millennials don't like being called soft or snowflakes because it affects their mental health.
Point proven.
Yeah. Dr. Doe Wright released the following statements. Our findings suggest that young adults are more likely to be experiencing mental health problems, so using a phrase which critiques this age group could add to this issue. Any term used disparagingly to a segment of the population is inherently negative. Well, you know what? Quit doing what is negative, and we won't call you out on it.
I don't think we plucked those words out of the air.
Dr. Doe Wright, let me teach you a phrase. Put on your big boy panties and deal with it.
The doctor's first name is Doe?
As in D-O-U-G-H. Not like Homer Simpson going, Doe! Although I guess it should be.
I laugh at anything right now.
And Emily Coakley went to her bank in Philadelphia and made a withdrawal. When she got home and counted her money, she believed she had been shorted by $400. Rather than call the bank, Emily said, you know what? I'm going back down there. And she went right up to the counter and, witnesses say, pulled out her gun at an employee and demanded $400.
That's not the way you do it.
No. Coakley was escorted out of the bank by police without handcuffs. See, she's 86 and she needed her hands free to use her walker. How great is that?
She has taken it long enough. You know, you get to a point where I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of being mistreated. I don't care.
She was charged with aggravated assault, robbery, weapons violations, and making terroristic threats. She was released without having to pay bail.
Ms. Coakley, I feel your pain. You went too far. But I feel your pain.
You know, you always see when people go to jail, they have to give all their possessions away. You know, you take all your rings and your watches and whatnot. Yeah. I wonder if they made her take the tennis balls off the bottom of her walker.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.